I'm in Robertsonville, North Carolina, my hometown, visiting family, actually walking through the old barn in my backyard where we first started this band, me and Scott, they were kids.
Well, I appreciate your time. I know you got a busy schedule most days. I just wanted to chat a little bit about what's happening. Do you get a different feeling, Matt, with releasing music from time to time? I mean, you know, it's got to be a vulnerable spot, right? You're always kind of putting it out there to see if people like it.
Oh, man, you know, that's always pressure on the table is to hope everybody connects with it. I mean, I don't think that ever goes away. You're always wanting to be bigger than the last one and all that. I mean, that's the business we're in, but it's awesome to see everybody connecting with this.
I love the idea of breezy being used as a word to describe a song. It really does have a summer breeze to it, right?
Yeah, man. And like I was telling somebody, it's like, man, we recorded it last year and released it, and we were just hoping it was going to go so fast. But I think the timing couldn't be more perfect. The weather and to have it be the song for the summer, I think it's just an ask for better timing.
Well, you know, talking about how do you do bigger and better. I mean, I'm not sure how you get bigger than a billion streams and viral sensations. I mean, how do you get bigger than that, Matt? If you know, please tell us.
I don't, man. I don't have any of those answers. I think you just hope your fans and people that don't never heard of you connect with the song, and that's really, you know, what the big payoff is, I think. And if we knew the equation to that or the formula for that, we'd all be geniuses. That's the one thing nobody can control is what people connect with.
You know, being in a family band is usually something people kind of think that they could do, but in the end they couldn't. But certainly important for you to keep hold of your roots. How do you maintain individuality, being in a family band, having those roots? How do you balance both?
Man, I tell you, we all kind of help each other out on this. This is our common goal together. It always has been since day one. So we all work in our own different ways on how to get it done. And we just try to figure out what the easiest, best way is to keep the train rolling. We kind of know our lanes and individually, and we stay in them, and we just try to do the best we can with keeping things drama-free and you know, keeping the train rolling.
Wonderful. Speaking of Train, that'll be one of your partners, one of your crew members for the tour 2023 with Train and Russell Dickerson. That's got to be exciting for you.
Yeah, man. I'm so excited. Russell's a good friend of ours, so when I saw we were going out with him, I was loving that. And then Train, you know, is one of the bands that was one of our huge influences when we got started out. And we played, you know, we cover Drops of Jupiter at our shows, and now we got to find a better song to put in that slot for the show.
That's funny. So when does the excitement start? When do you hit the road?
Well, we had about a week off, week and a half off, I think. And that's why I came back to North Carolina to do some fishing and kind of catch up on some odds and ends, help out my parents if things are out here. But, yeah, we're geared up. Next week we go. And once June hits, it's full blast to the end of the year. So,
how much fishing are you getting in on the road, Matt?
I tell you, man, I carry my poles with me. If there's a creek, a ditch, or whatever behind me, I feel like it might be some fish in it. I'll be the guy, and everybody's laughing at me. I'm like, you just wait, and then I'll send them pictures of fish.
Dedicated angler, I love them.
Dude, I love it, man. I love being outside, and I love the water. And, you know, and you have to, you can like Google Maps when you're going somewhere, and you look and you're like, oh, there's a hole over there, there's a creek, there's this, there's, you know, whatever, and kind of map it out sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't work out. But here's the thing, if you don't bring your stuff, you can't go fishing if you don't have your poles.
Well, you can use it in Niagara. You can maybe tackle the Niagara River. You'll be up here on August 22nd, but don't forget to bring your pole.
Hey, I'll do it. I'm excited. It's been a minute since we've been up there to see you guys, and, you know, with all the success of these songs, and I'm just so excited to come meet everybody, you know, because it's been quite a few years since we've been up there.
Well, keeping it exciting as always, and you're into the land of excitement here, Niagara Falls, Falls View Casino. We're so excited for Parmalee to be stepping in on the stage August 22nd. Matt, I know you're busy, so I just wanted to thank you for your time again today, man.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate talking with you, man. Can't wait to come see y'all.